Fahad Aftab, FAHAD AFTAB, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Norman Stevens, NORMANSTEPHENS. Date of birth is November 15, 1935. Primary care physician is Latisha Malcolm, located at 2888 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48219. Phone number 313-875-4208. Fax number 313-875-5728. Period, next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Norman Stephens with past medical history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post CABG and multiple catheterization. The last one performed on August 15, 2012, showing CTO of LAD with a patent lima. And mild to moderate right coronary and left circumflex artery disease, comma, peripheral arterial disease, status post peripheral angiogram done on April 4, 2012 with arthrectomy of right SFA and popliteal artery performed on April 4, 2012. Period. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he was complaining of right leg pain for a few months that is worse with the leg raised and is relieved when he lowers the leg. Period. He also complains of chest pain that are mild in severity, happened a week ago and occur twice that day, were exertional and associated with diaphoresis and nausea. Period. He denies any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, lightheadedness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, palpitations, or period. He does have mild lower limb edema on the right side, comma, and suffered above the knee amputation on the right, on the left side, period, paragraph. Past medical history significant for hypertension. Next point, coronary artery disease status post CABG multiply 3 in 2005, and multiple left heart catheterization, the last one done on August 15, 2012, showing total occlusion of LAD with the patent lima, hyperdynamic left ventricular function, and mild to moderate right coronary and left circumflex artery disease, period. Next point, peripheral arterial disease status post peripheral angiogram done on April 4, 2012 with successful orbital atherectomy of the right SFA and popliteal artery, period. Next point, heart failure, NYHA class 2 with diastolic failure. Next paragraph. Past surgical history significant for above the knee amputation of his left leg, period. Next paragraph. Social history is insignificant for smoking tobacco, drinking alcohol, or using any illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history is non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies. He has no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medications include lisinopril, 10 mg daily. Next point, Norvasc, 10 mg daily. Next point, Plavix, 75 mg daily. Next point, Lipitor, 80 mg daily. Next point, Metoprolol, 25 mg twice daily. Next point, aspirin, 225 mg OD. Next point, nitroglycerin, sublingual PRN. Next point, Zantac. Next point, Ranexa, 500 mg twice twice daily. Period, next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the vitals included blood pressure of 120 by 57, heart rate of 61 per minute, weight 147, height 6 feet. Please copy normal physical examination templates. Add non-healing ulcers in between the toes of his right foot in the physical examination template. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Number one, left heart catheterization done on August 15, 2012 showed CTO of the left anterior descending artery with a patent lima, mild to moderate right coronary artery and left circumflex artery disease and hyperdynamic left ventricular function. Period. Next point, peripheral angiogram done on April 4, 2012 shows CTO of SFA on the left side as well as severe calcified disease of the left common femoral artery. Period. It also showed fibrosis noted on the right groin, probably from previous hematoma. Period. As well as successful orbital arthrectomy of the right SFA and popliteal artery was performed. Period. Point. Blood chemistry done on August 16, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 3. Next point. Echocardiogram done on January 16, 2013. Conclusion, mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, ejection fraction of left ventricle of 50 to 55%. Diastolic filic pattern indicates impaired relaxation, and there was marked dilation of left atrium. Period. EKG done on January 24, 2013 was significant for complete right bundle branch block. PR of 216 milliseconds, QRS of 138 milliseconds. Peripheral catheterization done on April 4, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 3. Next point, diperiodomal stress test done on March 1, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 4. Next point, left heart catheterization performed on February 22, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 4. Next point, arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities done on January 5, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 4. Carotid ultrasound done on January 5, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, page 4. Renovascular ultrasound study done on January 27, 2011 shows there is more than 60% stenosis of the left renal artery. Period, RAR equals 4.1. Next point, lower extremity venous waveform done on January 27, 2011 shows a fill time of 22.1 seconds on the right. Period, next point. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient has a known case of coronary artery disease status post CABG multiply 3 in 2005 and multiple left heart catheterization. The last one done on August 15, 2012 with CTO of LAD with a patent lima with mild to moderate right coronary artery and left circumflex artery disease and hyperdynamic left ventricular function. Period. On today's visit, the patient complains of mild chest pain that occurred about a week ago and occurred twice that day and was during exertion and relieved with Renexa, comma, it was associated with diaphoresis and nausea. Period. On today's visit, we increased the dose of Ranexa from 500 mg twice daily to 1000 mg twice daily. And we will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 6 weeks period. We also advised him to call us immediately on worsening of symptoms. Period. Next point. Peripheral arterial disease. The patient is a known case of peripheral arterial disease, status post peripheral angiography done on April 4, 2012 with successful revascularization of the right SFA and popliteal artery. Period. On today's visit, the patient complains of leg pain for a few months, which is worse with raising the leg and is relieved by lowering the leg. Period. On today's visit, we scheduled the patient for an ABI as well as a peripheral angiogram on the right side via the left groin for February 20, 2013. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with his medications and call us immediately upon worsening of symptoms. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 6 weeks. Period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 120 by 57, which is controlled. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to his medication and adhere to low-salt diet. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 6 weeks, and also recommended that he follows up with his primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next point. Pulmonary nodule. According to the cardiology clinic note of September 13, 2012, the patient was diagnosed with a pulmonary nodule on a chest x-ray, the size of which is 3 millimeter.
Do the stress test and the echoes and then
comma. We recommended him to follow up with his pulmonologist regarding this matter. Next point, hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known hyperlipidemic and is currently on statin therapy, and we advise the patient to follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics. The patient was tested for DNA buccal swab to confer genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways, done on February 16, 2012, and showed he was a poor metabolizer of CYP3A5 and a value of low for VKORC1. Period. Yes. Explain congestive heart failure. The patient was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, NYHA class 2 diastolic failure. Period.
Yeah, I'm trying.
A recent echocardiogram done on January 16, 2013 showed an ejection fraction of 50 to 55% with marked dilation of left atrium. Period. We will, on today's visit, the patient denies any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 6 weeks. Period. Much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Stephens. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. Period. We will see him back in our clinic after 6 weeks or sooner if necessary. Period. In the meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician regarding this.
Yeah.
Continuity of care. Period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FAHA, DFTAB, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. This is the end of this dictation.